Hello, Sunshine. This is Dr. Stacey N.C. Grant, the founder of Destiny Designers University and the Faithpreneur Movement. Faithpreneurs are faith-based entrepreneurs with a fidelity to God in organizing, managing, and operating their businesses, and or faith-based professionals looking to add another stream of income to their personal economy. I'd like to welcome you to our Faithpreneur VIP Prayer Call podcast. These are weekly recordings of our Saturday fellowship where we've been sharing our prayer requests and praise reports in a safe, loving, and supportive environment for over a decade. Welcome to the family, and I pray that you are encouraged and continue in your faith walk.
Good morning and hello, sunshine. It is Saturday, November 21st, 2020. It is Dr. Stacey N.C. Grant and our Saturday VIP, Faithpreneur VIP prayer call is beginning. If I sound a little exhausted, I am. So pray my strength today. My son had to have a procedure on Thursday and we're on a pain regimen protocol. So we're all exhausted, but I thank God for bringing him through and just praying for his speedy and complete recovery for the days ahead. So all that to say, I am just thanking God for strength, for covering. In the midst of all the different things going on, it's a lot for folks. It's a lot for me. I have another funeral that I'm supporting this weekend for a college friend of mine who received her angel wings after a dutiful fight with cancer. And it's just so many moving parts to everybody and all the prayer requests that I've received, the challenges that people are going through. And I think I shared on my social media page the other day, just Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. I don't have the answers. I don't know how things will turn out, but I do know that God is still on the throne. He still sits high and looks low. He sees all things. He knows all things. And there's nothing impossible with him. So when folks say, well, Dr. Stacey, I don't understand how you're doing it, how you're surviving, what's going on, it's no strength of my own. It is all to God be the glory. Like, literally, I have learned to turn it over to him, to leave it in his hands, and to just trust that he always has our best interest at heart. So I am praying with and for all of you who are going through and are experiencing whatever kind of challenge that you are, and that God will just continue to minister to your heart, to your spirit, that he will put people around you that will support you in prayer, that will give you additional support as you need tangibly. So just be strong in the Lord, as they say, right? It's not easy, but I tell you, you will find that you grow in the ability to go from one situation to the next, to the next, to the next, that strengthens your faith and your resolve, and that you really learn how to be anxious for nothing, but just prayerful and staying before the throne and just asking God to strengthen you in your own way. We're all at different journeys and portions on this walk, and I just want all of you to be encouraged that as we do it together, we get strength when we hear each other's stories and testimonies and how we're able to stand in the midst of it all. So with that being said, I'm going to pause to see who is available and would like to greet the family by pressing star one. Tell us your name, where you're calling from, and what you are grateful for today.
Good morning, family. This is Renee from Maryland via Brooklyn. Good morning, Dr. Hey. Stacey.
Good morning, Renee. Great to hear.
What am I
voice?
Grateful. Grateful. I am grateful for life. You know, sometimes things happen to make you strong, as you just said. Things that kind of shake you. And it's good to be shaken sometimes. Because that means you were asleep and you need to be awake and alert for what he has for you. So I got shaken a couple of times in the past week, actually almost every day. but I thank him for favor. I thank him for an opportunity for us to be able to look ahead in this country, in our walk, with our families, even with this COVID crisis, because we've learned a lot if we've taken time to do so. I'm thankful for this call that it didn't stop at times when you thought it would. And I'm thankful for your fortitude. I ask God to continue to cover you, to bless the callers, and to lift them up during this holiday season and this time of change. That's my grateful. Thank you, Dr. Stacy.
Oh, thank you, Renee. Thank you so, so, so much. It's important just to be encouraged and to have a community of support that you know you're not alone, because all the time, the enemy tries to get in the minds of people to make them doubt that God is real, to make them feel as if they're alone. And that's his trick. But we know his trick, so it's foiled once again. God didn't say we wouldn't go through challenges, trials, and tribulations. He didn't say weapons wouldn't form. What he told us is no weapons formed will prosper. So that is what we have to hold on to. And, you know, I want the family to also keep our dear sister Ludrine lifted in prayers, as her mom received her angel wings and she is going through that season of not having a mom with you. You know, it's not anything that any of us want to experience, but I thank God for her testimony and the way in which she was able to share some of how she just sees the hand of God moving even in the midst of what she's experiencing. So I just thank God for her strength, for her testimony, and just for her being a witness to the fact that, once again, as Renee just said, sometimes you get hit or you feel like you get hit every day, but you know you can keep coming back again and again and again, because God will strengthen you, he will cover you, he will keep you. So I just want those of you that know her voice, and I'm not sure she'll be up to being on the call today, to just wrap her in love, shoot her a message, and let her know that our Faith and Our VIP prayer family is thinking of her and covering her in prayers and love. And also, happy birthday to all of those who are celebrating birthdays today or in this month. You know, I do this every month. It's all about celebrating life in the midst of knowing that the circle of life is real, and as someone is entering, someone is exiting. So I don't take the breaths that we breathe for granted, not 1 ounce and one iota of my time. So the Thanksgiving holiday is here, knocking at the door. The Christmas holiday, those celebrate Hanukkah, all these things are happening. And the end of the year can be a very difficult time for a lot of people. I know that loss happens 365 days of the year, but there's something about the last quarter of the year that I think even studies have shown. It just seems to be a higher percentage of people transitioning. So it makes it harder to talk about holidays when it's family and friends getting together, and some family members aren't here. I heard President-elect Biden talking about the fact that these holidays will have missing seats at the table because of this global pandemic and the other things that have been happening in life in addition to that. So I'm mentioning that to say, just check on your friends, check on the people you love, check on family members who are having very difficult times dealing with this COVID reality and the way that we're unable to gather and be together in a community. So just keep them covered and lifted, and don't take for granted that everybody's okay, because they're not. And it's okay not to be okay, because God is the one who will help you get to the point where you can manage. So just be mindful of that and be there, even if it's a sounding board or using these different forms of technology to connect with people, especially during these times when depression rises, thoughts of suicide. I mean, I am like, what in the world, looking at some of the stats and data that come through on what's happening in this season. So God put us here to be a blessing. He wants us to let our light shine, to be beacons of light in this troubled world. And that doesn't mean that every time that you're shining your light, you feel completely whole, or you're not going through something. No, but you learn not to focus on you as much and to think on the things of others. That's something my pastor used to preach all the time. Think on the things of others. Be your brother and your sister's keeper. Because as bad as you think you have it, there's always somebody who is worse off than you. Okay, I will pause again to see who else might want to say hello and greet the family this morning. Just press star 1 to unmute your line. Okay, I see two lines trying to come through. Just make sure your phone line isn't muted or we won't be able to hear you. And while that person is unmuting their lines, I also want to remind you that we do have the replay. Some folks are still saying, look, I didn't know there were replays to the call. So let folks know they can catch the replay and participate in hearing the fellowship, even if they can't be live with us on the line on Saturday morning. I'm sorry, I have a little sneeze coming through. And I do have to log in to another conference today. It's one of those days where the Holy Ghost after party will not be as long as usual. So we will get through our fellowship time. I will share scripture and pray us out. And
good morning,
beautiful. Good morning, my love.
Talking to the family is safer than talking to my child right now. How is everybody? This is C. Mystique, a.k.a. Celia Blackman from Queens, New York. Thankful that old man cold weather has decided to give us a little break for a minute, because I got to go be running in about 40 minutes. But I'm also thankful that I'm able to run. I'm keeping you and LaDream both in prayers, along with Darnell and a couple of other of my friends who's either experiencing loss or going through challenges with their children. This is a rough season, especially now that New York City has shut our doors to our schools. So I'm staying very prayerful to the repeat of last spring, not completely happening again.
Amen.
But it is in the midst of everything, in the midst of all the sadness, the holes that's in the fabrics of many families, there's still blessings that we can look at. There's still blessings that if we take the time to see in between the lines of our lives that we have received, that God has still manifested in our lives as he opened our eyes to other things that we may not have otherwise been able to sit down long enough to see, time that we have been able to fellowship with loved ones that we may not have been able to do prior to them receiving angel wings because we were always on the run. Time with our families, where parents and children actually got to know each other and reconnect where there was such a disconnection before because of the busy schedule everybody thought that they needed to have, and not understand that their first ministry is still their home and their family before it's the world. I'm not taking lightly the loss, because I have had a great loss myself during this time. But in the midst of that, we are still, for those of us that are still here, those that we love wouldn't want us to mourn them to the point that we don't see the blessings that we still have here living. So to God's glory, we are still here. And for those that went home, as our loved one would say, to his glory that they are with him. So this Thanksgiving, though we may mourn, let's rejoice of the life that the life that they shared for those that's not sitting around our table. Let us have happy memories and laughter of the love that they shared with us, the memories that they left with us, the times that we shared, the lessons that we've learned, especially for our parents, our grandparents, our elders and our family, who's taught us, raised us, and left a legacy for us to follow. They may not be here with us in the human form, but they've never left us in the spirit form. They will always be with us. So I wish everybody a happy Thanksgiving until we speak again.
Amen, and absolutely. Thank you for that, Marcelia. And, yeah, this weather has been quite interesting. I don't know what to make of it all, but it's definitely, one, concerning, like, what is going to happen later on.
Well, we know we're going to get hit with a big one. The last time we got hit with a big one, so we know it's coming.
Oh, Lord. So I'm like, okay, Jesus, I'll enjoy it while it lasts, but I hope that it's not too bad later. Y'all know how I feel about cold and snow. Like, I'm an island baby. This is getting to be too much. But thank God that we can just be here to enjoy it all. So thank you, my love, and I had already asked everyone to pray for Ludreen, and she was sending messages to tell everybody that she loved them and to keep her lifted in prayer. So she has a training that she has to be a part of today. Okay, family, who else would like to participate?
Good morning.
Good morning.
Okay, I hear two of you, so we'll go one at a time.
They can go.
Good morning, everyone. God blessings, sending blessings to you. Amen. Thank you for another day.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, God bless you, my sister. It's good to hear your voice. I don't know why I thought today was Sunday. But bless God for another day. Bless God for another day. Amen. And so I'm just grateful that I gained a son. And I'm just grateful for all the things that God is even doing in the midst of whatever else is going on. I still give God praise and thanks for his hand being upon us. Amen.
Amen. Yes, ma'am. I know you're still glowing from the blessing yesterday. So I am just as excited and just thanking God that in the midst of all that's going on, he gives us moments where our hearts can truly smile. So great hearing your voice too, my sister. And congratulations again to you.
Congratulations to you. Thank you so much for all that you do. Amen. We had a wonderful time.
Yes, yes, indeed. God is good. Our baby. Our baby is married. Oh, Lord. Thank you, sis. And, yeah, no, it's Saturday. So, go rest up. Prepare for Sunday by the grace of God tomorrow. I tell you. But I hear D. Terrell getting ready to give us an update on the belly fat challenge. Because, girl, we're going to get rid of all this visceral fat in Jesus' name. Make sure it's going to be free.
Amen. Happy, happy, joy, joy. I am so grateful and happy to be here. But for you, Dr. Stacy, for my husband and my little sugar loaf baby and my little grand fur babies who just tickle me with all their little antics and all the stuff that they do. And I am loving, 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 enjoying and appreciating this weather. And so I am like doubling my walk time because it's so beautiful And I was out there walking, and it was, what day was that? I think Tuesday, but it was like freezing, not even freezing, freezing, that's what it was. And I have to say, yippee, 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 because I have this little game that I play with myself, that when I'm walking, I say, I'm going to see 8 Mercedes today, or 10 Mercedes today as I'm walking, and I'm over my quota today, because I see this nice one, today it was 8, and Mercedes represents prosperity and peace to me, because you know that little symbol up on the little Mercedes symbol, it's a peace symbol, and that's why I like to play that little game. And so one of the things I was thinking as I was walking, I love how you pray, Dr. Stacy, for witty ideas, because as I was walking and I said, you know what, I could stand right on this busy four-way corner and I don't have to do anything because I know Mercedes are going to, if I stay here, you know, for a time, the Mercedes are going to pass me and I don't have to be running all over the place trying to find them. And I said, you know, we need to use that same philosophy in our marketing and sales, especially if we are a business owner, that we have to remember where are the most amount of our my ideal customers are and make sure that we get in front of them. So I hope that little tidbit was helpful to someone. And I will definitely pray for LaDreen. And it's funny, the other day I was looking at, I keep a little prayer book because I select the scriptures for my prayer call for my church. And I was looking back through some pages and I saw LaDreen's mom and to pray for LaDreen's mom. So I'm going to keep her in there and continue to pray for her as well as you, Dr. Stacy, and all people everywhere that's going through bereavement, COVID, challenges of all types. Just, you know, my prayer is that the love of God just envelops them and wraps them and just helps them to feel strong and capable and most importantly, loved. That's me, Dr. Stacy.
Amen, amen, and amen. And I'll make you smile because you'll be happy to know that as my son is reading, I have a whole little regimen that another girlfriend shared with me. She's a health enthusiast as well and does nutrition down in Dallas. So I have a combination of Maximum Omega 2000, zinc, vegan zinc, vitamin D3, black seed oil. Like, I got a whole thing, and I put it in, and he just chews it all up. I'm like, he'll be back better than new. So that's our prayer, just making sure we're not only fortifying because of his recovery, but we all have to fortify ourselves in this new season of COVID-19 mutating and all the projections of what's going to be and what they think will happen over the winter months during flu season. So don't be alarmed. Don't operate. When I say don't be alarmed, don't operate from fear. Use wisdom. And wisdom tells us we know this thing is serious. It's not a hoax. So continue to eat the natural foods, put the vitamin C in, and there's a vitamin C told me about Lipsmo vitamin C, which has vitamin C and essential philosophies and some other stuff down here. If I start talking, I might sound like I'm cussing because there's too many languages and words. But all of it is all to help keep the body strong and fortified to fight against what's happening. And I think there's a screenshot of it. I'm going to share it in our Destiny Designers group because I want to create, and I'll give a sneak peek. I've been alluding to some of the changes that are coming, but we'll be announcing those changes officially for our Destiny Designers University anniversary, which is the 29th of this month. But there'll be an area where we can put all of the information on health and wellness and all the other divisions of Destiny Designers University, but particularly in this season because we know, it's not like we have to guess what's going to happen. We know people are going to get sick. They won't know if it's the cold, flu, or COVID. So you need to do what you need to do within your own household to make sure that you are taking care of yourself and fortifying yourself, that if you're exposed, if you contract anything, you can fight it off. So it's not just, I don't want to get. Nobody wants to get sick, but if you get sick, you want yourself to be in a position that you can fight through it, because we don't know what the story is going to be for all of us. I mean, the numbers are staggering. We have over 250,000 people that died in America. We're not even talking about the rest of the world from this virus. And now people are coming out saying, I didn't realize it wasn't a hoax. I thought this was made up. It was propaganda. No. Our frontline healthcare workers are putting themselves at risk daily. And I got a prayer request from one of my sorority sisters that there was a doctor where they were that unfortunately committed suicide. Like, people are going through it, family. This is serious warfare that we're under. We have to stay prayed up spiritually, and physically we have to take care of ourselves. Start exiting some of the things that you know don't help your body, just little by little. No one's saying you have to go cold turkey and you don't have any sugar in your diet at all immediately. Of course, all of the health enthusiasts would love for you to do that, but they know that's not reality. The reality is you have to start somewhere and gradually increase better habits and better regimens that make your immune system stronger and make your body stronger. So please, we can't go out here accomplishing our goal of creating 1 million cash flow positive faithpreneurs if everyone is not healthy in their body. Your health really is your first wealth, because how can you do all the things that you want to do if you're not healthy? So please, I say it every week. I'm stressing it. I'm doing exactly the same thing I'm telling you. You know, I'm not completely recovered from my Snicker bars and chicken wings, but I don't have them as often. And I drink more water, and I start using the supplements and moving with, you know, all of the health initiatives and, you know, our Faithpreneur Fitness, which will be launching, our SEQ Moves initiative that we have here in Queens, Girl Trek Queens. Like, it's important for us to stay moving. Minister Boyce started moving with, you know, Move Your Body. She started seeing the benefits of moving. My other Destiny Designers faculty member, Yolanda Lewis Raglan, she's doing 10 million steps. I lost track. She's up to like 20 miles a day, walking in the morning and walking in the evening. But she's trying to live by example as well. She's a board-certified doctor, but she also does holistic practices, and she has regimens that she's given people. Elizabeth Madison, you all have been exposed to her that came to Faithpreneur Weekend. She has a whole health regimen on ways to battle diabetes and high blood pressure and cholesterol. You know, so we have to take stock in being good stewards of everything, which includes our bodies. So this is not a lecture. This is true concern from the bottom of my heart. I don't want to hear about any other lives lost unnecessarily. If we can do our part to stay on a track that lets us live in the best possible way as possible. We, you know, some things are hereditary, some things, you know, people develop, but you can still reverse, you can still self-correct, you can still do the best job you can to show up in your complete healthy self so that you can share your gifts, your skills, and your talents with the world. We need you now more than ever. We can see what the Word has told us, like that reprobate mind. We can see that people will take what is true and make it false, and take what is false and make it true. The Word of God is playing out right in front of our eyes each and every day. So we need to take stock in every area that we need to be strengthened and on task to do the thing that God put us on this planet to do. Okay, clearly I went off on a tangent. I tell you all the time, it's Dee Terrell's fault. She always get me stirred up when I hear her voice. So y'all blame her.
That's good. Everything you told them was good, and it's something that's going to help them, edify them, and fortify them. So that's good thing. I'm glad I got you stirred up. But I wanted to answer your question and be 100% authentic and clear. And the question with regards to the Belly Jelly Challenge, it was not as I expected and as I wanted and desired, but it was a very good learning experience again. And but I'm really excited about that. Today, I got a whole bunch of new exercises that I can do where you really give yourself a really good workout sitting down. No crunches on the floor, no standing. You can do all of the exercises for your abs sitting down. So I'm really excited about that, as well as I wanted to add something to what you said about fish sugar, because that's something that's a challenge for me as well. And one of the things I learned, a technique called neurolinking, NeuroLinking. And what that is when you have, like, you link up something that you want to accomplish with existing pathways that are in your brain already. So, example, when you think about your favorite color or someone you love or a favorite symbol, like for me, it's the cross. When you think about those things already have positive neural pathways in your brain already. And when you link up something that you're trying to accomplish with those neural pathways by thinking about them, that helps you to attach those, the thing that you're trying to accomplish with your neural pathways, and help you to succeed faster. So I just wanted to give that tip too. Back to you, Dr. Stacey.
Absolutely, absolutely. That is a good point, because when you can think on something that gives you that positive reinforcement, you actually get more energy. So I love that example that you shared with everybody. And just thank you for being you. And I'm going to tell you this. The challenge might not have gone the way you thought it would, but I'm going to challenge you, just keep populating the content on your YouTube channel and putting the right tags in it. Go to what Jason shared in our Faithpreneur Q4 Focus on Mastering Your Media. And watch just different ways witty ideas will come that you can continue to share this content that is necessary. And all these exercises and what you're working on now, people need that. People need things that they can do indoors for those who will be a little afraid to go out and walk in the cold or exercise outdoors. So be encouraged. Nothing is wasted, and all of that content will bless the people who God has intended for it to bless.
I agree. And I just shared that because even in spite of all of that, I can still be happy. I can still be grateful because of something that you say all the time. Acknowledge what you see, but go with what you know. And I know that God doesn't, you know, he's not through with me yet. He is still working with me. He is still developing me and molding me and shaping me. And I'm just so excited still because I know he is getting me ready for his people to give them really, really good information that's going to be fast and effective. And so however the process is, I know God is going to reward me for it. It's going to be double for my trouble. So no worries. And thank you for encouragement, though.
Absolutely, because as I encourage you, I'm encouraging everybody else that's listening. Everybody has something. And, child, I've been there, done that. You're like, well, Jesus, it's me and the crickets. What's going on? Did you give this to me or not? So I get it, but you just keep moving forward. Acknowledge what you see, but trust what you know. And what you know
is God is a man.
It's trust. What you know is God is a man that would not lie. What you know, what he said he will do. It just might not happen, and most times it's not really going to happen in your timeline. So let me just tell all the Faithpreneurs who didn't get that memo, here it is. It ain't going to happen according to your time. But it will happen.
Amen, amen, and amen.
Yes, it'll happen according to God's time. So when you are able to just not focus on what you think is happening around you, but operate from a place of excellence, operate from a place of true desire to do God's will, he'll put all the pieces together. He'll pull it all together. There are things that some of you have been working on, doing for a decade. Some people it might be 5 years. Some people it might be 20 years. And you're like, whew. I don't know, but you're going forward because you're still holding on. Even when you're second-guessing yourself, when the enemy's trying to get inside your head and tell you that you're not doing what this person is doing, or it's not showing up like that, or it's not looking like that, acknowledge that that is a trick of the enemy. Know that he's trying to get into your mind because he knows how powerful this mind is that God gave us. But he also gave us free will. He gave us a choice to believe him, to worship him, to learn of him, to grow in him. And with that free will, we're able to exercise our ability to stand on our faith in spite of what we see. And trust what we know. So that's not just for you, but for all of us. And I can say it with the passion that I say it with because I've been there, done that. Every day is a journey. Every day is pushing through. Every day is a deliberate intent to live the life that God has called us to live. And that can only be done through obedience in his word, the discipline that it takes each day to govern ourselves accordingly, and to stand in spite of everything, just stand. And I thank him for covering my heart, because even in these last, this was a hectic week, but I haven't been falling apart. You learn not to fall apart. How you going to trust God and then fall apart in the same sentence? Then who you serving? How you representing? Just like your parents tell you, don't go out in the street and embarrass me. I'm not trying to be out here in these streets embarrassing Jesus. I'm going to tell you when I need prayer. I'm going to tell you what's going on. But I'm going to keep moving, not by my strength, but by God's strength. And you only get there by exercising your faith muscle on a daily basis. So don't think that, you know, Dr. Stacey's sitting in some castle with, you know, soundproof, everything proof all around me. And the enemy is like, oh, we're going to leave her alone. She's tucked away nice and cool. What? That minion is like on his job 24/7. So that means I have to be on my job 24/7, which is stepping on his head, fussing him out and telling him, don't get thee behind me. Just get totally away from me. Let's back up, son. Like, you didn't get the message. I belong to Jesus. And no matter what you do, that's not going to stop me from praising my God. So I focus more on the fact that I serve a God who can do all things but fail, instead of focusing on the things that look like they want to make me fail. So be encouraged, family. And I think we have two other folks that are trying to get through. So let me let you do that as they're looking for me on conference. Thank God for virtual. Sometimes you can hide out and they don't know. Good morning.
Can you hear me? Because I don't want to distort the recording, but I am gleefully following my husband in this truck. I am in the car. I am so excited this morning. This is Roz Knight in Warfield, Dallas, Texas. The encouraging smileologist, D, has been teaching me. So I have my little title now in Jesus' name, okay? I'm a Jesus girl. And I just want to tell y'all, I love y'all. And I got to sing this. Y'all know it's my favorite old time. I woke up this morning with my mind set on Jesus. So I just had to give that to y'all. So if y'all sing it all day, y'all don't be mad. Unapologetically said and sung. Y'all sing it all day long. I'm just excited. Dr. Stacey, there's still been some stuff going on. But I came in 30 minutes on time this morning to D. Trellis talking and just what's happening. And what I was reminded at the point of where I came in, Dr. Stacey, is when Alicia had her show and that 24 hours. And she said, how do you do it? And it was all them P's, you know, press, pray, praise with a Z since day one, and repeat. So I just want to say, y'all, I love, appreciate, and celebrate, and value. And what I am blessed for, two things. So I'm riding down the highway, and I was like, okay, my lips are a little dry. And I tried out a new lip gloss from, how do you say, Bath and Body or whatever that is, and it has a mint taste. And I said, Lord, thank you that I can taste. And even though I put it on my lips, y'all, that mint, whatever's in it, I said, Lord, bless this mint, whatever it is, because it's radiating through my whole body. So I said, make sure it's some good stuff. It feels really good. And then the second thing, some of you have supported me and have given me shout conventional. We have hit the Amazon bestseller. And what was so different about the anthology is that normally anthologies, they will go to Amazon first, but the what I would call the investors of that package, then they come back to their to the sales of their books. But this creator let us do our books first, and it was just amazing. She's all out for the authors. And y'all, if you listen to God and do things unconventional, everything we do is unconventional. According to Romans 1 and 2, we are not conformed to this world, but transformed by the renewing of your minds. And so I came in 30 minutes on time. I'm not going to say I'm late no more. I'm not going to say I'm behind. I want to expect what God has positioned me for, because he's not bound by time. So, Dr. Stacy, you are loved, appreciated, celebrated, and valued. VIP prayer group. Look, I've been training with Deidre Ellis. I've been training. Excited, excited, excited. Y'all need to get your bounce on. Go get your trampoline. Go get your ball. Do something and put on your favorite song. Do something. Start with 5 minutes a day. And then before you know it, you'll be up to about 30 minutes. Y'all, we've got to get these bodies healthy, because guess what? It's the house of the Holy Spirit. Y'all go read Psalms 92. I love you.
Love you too, Roz. Thank you so much.
All right. I love that term, smallologist. All right. I'm going to use that term. That's a great term. Thank you, my sister.
I love it. I love it. And that's how it should be. We want joy to be contagious. We want health to be contagious. We want discipline to be contagious. That's what our Faith in Our VIP family is about, sharing the good news of the gospel, being good examples of everything that God has shared and told us, and just putting us in a position where we're able to really experience all of what God has in store for us. So thank you so much, Raj. Please be safe traveling down the road with my brother, and make sure y'all get his chocolate milk when you get to your destination. So I love you, and thank you so much.
You know what, Doc? Let me say this last thing. You just made me think about it when you were talking. This is the pushing, the praising, the pressing. This is it, because, y'all, we still have had death, but we have to make the choice to push, because God's promises are there. So y'all create your scriptures, affirmations, get your 3x5, get your stickies, put them in the mirror right with lipstick. Look at God's greatest miracle every morning. So, Doc, I love you. I love you. I love you. I'm going back on mute. I love you.
Love you more, and thank you, Ron. Oh, I tell you, y'all give me so much joy. And I just thank God for each and every one of you. So who else wants to greet the family? Press star 1. Tell us your name, where you're calling from, and what you are grateful for.
Guess who this is? You want some joy, honey? You got it.
Lord. Oh, yeah.
Y'all not ready for me. Anyway, good morning, sunshine. This is Darren Smith, Baltimore, Maryland. Even now I'm walking, I'm going to stop up in it. I'm grateful for life, for family and friends, good health, good strength. Place to lay down, got some food in the refrigerator. I have a job I can work from home, which I thank God for the weekends, though, I got to tell you. And I said, we probably, well, not the only two people who take, celebrating birthdays seriously. So I want to tell everybody who celebrates birthday this month, happy birthday. And since you mentioned Joe Biden, yesterday was his birthday, so I want to say happy birthday to Uncle Joe. Let me see. I'm just grateful for community. We talk about going out and do that. Actually, I did about 45 minutes yesterday. Woohoo! So, I'm on it. And I'm just grateful for being here. I tell you, this life is a beautiful thing, so we gotta love, appreciate it every day. And we take all that to the bank and deposit it. Back to you, Dr. Stacey.
Thank you so much, Dad. I so appreciate you. And thank you for, you know, just how you show up each and every week, sharing your joy as well.
Yeah, because I got a representative for my brothers. I'm not sure where yet, but I'm sure Jason's going to be here in a minute. Got to represent.
Absolutely. You better let them know.
Like you said, this is, like y'all were saying, it's faith-based, not gender-based.
That's right.
Better recognize.
Exactly.
Love you.
Love you more. You already know. Now you can do about
yep.
it.
I already know.
All right, family. Who else wanted to get in? Just press star one before we move.
Mic check.
Oh, shucks now.
Y'all jumping and moving over there, girl. I've been MIA. I'm working on a secret project. You'll know about it soon. Just say second 60 on your dial. We working on our second 60. I'm glad G. Terrell got you moving, grooving, you know, move something. The other young lady moving it. That's what you got to do. Keep moving, but moving the floor of the Holy Ghost. That's my 2 cents. I'm grateful.
Oh, King David, good to hear your voice with you. And glad you are doing well on the second 60.
What was the motion make things happen? See you soon.
All right, my darling. All right. Thank you. All right. Any other surprises? Anybody else who would like to share this morning? Star one. And, oh, new callers. You know, we always shout out our new callers if someone invited you to the call and it's your first time. We're not trying to put you on the spot. We're just trying to love on you. So if you're a first-time caller, you can press star one, tell us your name, where you're calling from, and what you are grateful for today, and we'll just welcome you. No pomp and circumstance here. You just got to believe God is real, his word is true, and it'll never return unto him void. And while we wait for the new callers, I'm going to get the scripture ready because I do have to log into this session. So today's Holy Ghost after party won't be as long as usual, but we're always almost at the top of the hour. So I just want to make sure that anybody who did want to speak or you had a prayer request or praise report that we're able to get to that and lift you up and cover you today. Okay, hearing none. I just want to encourage our family that as we are approaching, once again, this Thanksgiving holiday, as you all know, if you've been a part of this call, every day is a day to give thanks. So there is no reason to feel like we have to wait for one day a year to be grateful for our family and our friends. That should be all the time. But my challenge to everyone is that as we go through the next week, let's be intentional about who we want to pay it forward to. Who can we reach out to bless? Who can we encourage on this path? Who can we be a part of just helping? And it doesn't have to be in grand public gestures. It can be in a private, thoughtful way that we just extend God's love and share with them, you know, how we can be in a position to let folks know it's not about having just abundance of material things, but an abundance of a spiritual discipline and reality that we can share with someone to encourage them through these times.
let's be real. This is a difficult year that everyone has faced. And folks need to know that they're not alone. And that's really the challenge. Let's not let anybody go through this season alone. Even if it's a text message, if it's a pop-up visit, if it's an email, if it's a handwritten card, a note of love, just some way in which you can share God's light and love. Maybe add a scripture. Give them something that they can meditate on. Give them a reminder. Maybe it's a song. You know how I feel about the ministry of music and what a blessing it is for, like, Roz to sing on our songs or to give us a hymn that will just be with our spirit throughout the day. So I just want to challenge us as a family that we go out there and purposefully, intentionally decide who we can bless unawares, right? Who we can truly be just God's hands and feet here on this planet. You know, a way in which we can just truly help to encourage them on this journey. So that's my challenge to you as we go through the weeks. And today I'm going to read one of my favorite psalms as our scripture. It's my go-to when all I can do is just call on the name of Jesus. It's my go-to when it is just so much happening on every side and all you can do is just look to God for strength. Psalms 121. I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills, from whence cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. He will not suffer thy foot to be moved. He that keepeth thee will not slumber. Behold, he that keepeth Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord is thy keeper. The Lord is thy shade upon thy right hand. The sun shall not smite thee by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord shall preserve thee from all evil. He shall preserve thy soul. The Lord shall preserve thy going out and thy coming in from this time forth and even forevermore. So, family, we know God's word is real. We know the promises he has for us. We know that he didn't say weapons wouldn't form, but he said no weapon formed shall prosper. So I just want you to be encouraged as you go through your own season, your own challenges, to continue to look up to the hills from whence cometh your help. But I want you to pause on focusing on you and do something random but intentional, some blessing unawares that you can share with someone over this next week as we are our brothers and our sisters' keeper. Let's be God's hands and feet, not just in words, but in deeds, and do something that will lift someone else's spirit and let them know that they are not alone and that there is an army of love and prayers surrounding them at any given time. So with that, I'm going to pray. Dear Lord, thank you. Thank you for another day. Thank you for another opportunity to come before the throne of grace. Thank you that there's no special ways that we can call your name. We can just call your name Jesus, that we can holler when we need you, that we can throw our hands up in the air with gratitude, that we can breathe in, breathe out, and just be grateful. Grateful for this gift called life. Grateful for another opportunity to be able to speak, to see, to hear, to touch, to feel, that we don't take it for granted. Because, Father, as we come gathered in this call, there's so many of our family members who are bereaved and grieving at this time. And we're asking you to fill the void that only you can fill. We are asking you for them to feel our arms of love supporting and covering them, dear Lord. We're asking you to have mercy and just give grace and comfort and let arrangements be peaceful and that all things fall into its place. We lift a special prayer up for our sister Ladreen and her family as she has lost her mother, dear Lord, in the physical, but she has gained a mother with angel wings in heaven. So let's keep her covered as a family, Jesus, as we look to you for the strength that you will give her to go through these days, and for each and every one that is going through right now. And as I support my friend Cecilia and her family for her homecoming going this Sunday, I just ask you to strengthen her sons who now have to go through life without their mother, dear Lord. Be with her father who has to bury a child and then all the loved ones that are dealing with her transition. And every name and household that might not have been said publicly, you know the hearts of those who are going through. And we have over 250,000 Americans who have lost their loved ones, that families no longer have them present because of this COVID-19 pandemic, in addition to all of the lives that have been lost to violence and the injustice that we've seen happen to black and brown people across this country, dear Lord, and the racial injustice and the challenges now that are happening with riots across the globe and things that are happening in Nigeria. And there's so much that is erupting all over the planet. And you warned of days like this in Revelation. So help us not to be just alarmed, but to stay prayerful that we can be a part of solutions, that we can be beacons of light in this very troubled and dark world, and that you lead us to use our skill sets, our products, our services, our programs in a way that gives you the glory and the praise and allows peace and healing across the land. We pray for those who've been ill and going through recuperating from physical challenge. I thank you for covering my baby old man Jenkins, Lord. I just pray for his speedy recovery, Lord. I pray for all of those who are being released from the hospital or had surgeries or procedures, that you just extend your healing angels to cover them and keep them in your care. Lord, we pray for those who are caring for elders. Let our seniors and our elders, our most vulnerable, dear Lord, have a good quality of life for the years you extend, and to be with the caregivers who are with them day in and day out, and that they are able to have time to replenish so that they can serve from their overflow. And Lord, we pray for marriages and children that are going through challenge. We ask you to comfort them and put each piece of the puzzle in its place, particularly with the homeschooling and the virtual learning that is commencing because of the rise in these COVID cases. Be with the principals and teachers, the supporting staff in all the schools, and the children, dear Lord. The children who not each of them can learn the same way in this virtual environment and need additional resources. And we pray for the beautiful village and the work that Celia is doing with her community and how they're navigating a very difficult time with their children and how they need support services and the additional help. So we're just putting it all before you because you know what your children need, and you know the resources that you will make available for them to get through this time. So we just present it to you and just ask you to go ahead and to do your work, Lord. We pray, Father, for all of the businesses that you will open up ways and opportunities for them to pivot, to still be profitable and cash flow positive as Faith North, to be good stewards of what we've been given, to make the shifts where necessary, and to look to you for the divine downloads and witty ideas of how to stay relevant and profitable during this time. And Father, we pray for all of those who are furloughed or may have lost their jobs or going through challenge. We just ask you to be with them, to present new ways and opportunities. As much as the financial disparities are what they are across the country, there's still money being made and people being profitable. And you said you would never see the righteous go begging bread. So we're trusting you to make way and open up doors for all your people everywhere. And we glorify you and thank you for just who you are in our lives and the way you manifest your will in what it is that you have called us to do. And Father, we pray for those who are fighting against the spirit of depression and suicide and the abusive behavior that has become more prevalent during these COVID times. We're just asking that no one suffer in silence, that they reach out for help to get the professional resources that are available, the licensed individuals that can help them get through the various challenges that are going on in their lives, and to reach out for help and support. None of us should suffer in silence for anything. And Lord, we pray a special prayer for the healing and the blessing that you have provided for those who have been able to survive some of the challenges physically that have been in their body. But Lord, we're praying a special prayer that we become good stewards of this temple that you've given us. Give us the strength to make better choices and decisions as to what we put in it, how we move in it, and how we fortify and reinforce our immune system. So we thank you for just being God, because you give us warning. You give us information. You place people in our lives for a reason. So help us to hear all the ways in which that you speak to us. So, Father, forgive us for anything we've done outside your will or outside your way, any way in which we have not walked according to how you've instructed us. And we thank you for correction in your word. We thank you for new grace and new mercy that you provide daily. And we just thank you for being an awesome and amazing God. So, Lord, I thank you for my family. Thank you for covering them. I thank you for the changes and the updates and the new doors and opportunities and ways in which you are allowing our platform to be a blessing and the various verticals to be impactful. And I just put it all before you and ask you to continue to lead and direct my path so that this community and movement of faithpreneurs can be real life examples of what it means to trust you, to serve you unapologetically, to share our brilliance in the marketplace, be compensated with it, and be responsible, cash flow positive faithpreneurs, leaving an inheritance for our children's children. So we just thank you for the things that we are learning to do, the areas that we need to face to fix so that we can show up as the best version of who we are. So we give you all the glory and all the praise, and as this commercial Thanksgiving holiday comes forward, let us always remember to be thankful each and every day and to think on the things of others. And as we accept the challenge to be an angel unawares, that I look forward to the testimonies that will come forth in our community as a result of us using your light and your love here on this planet. For all these things we ask in thy precious name, in Jesus' name, amen. Okay, family, I am good and behind schedule logging in, but I appreciate you all showing up today, being a part of our Faithpreneur VIP prayer call. Remember to follow faithpreneur.media, as that will be populated with information. You can catch the replays on everywhere podcasts are, as well as SoundCloud and YouTube, and subscribe to the YouTube channel. And we appreciate all of the prayers that you send up for each other, how you connect with each other offline and in our groups. We're doing this thing called Life Together, and I'm honored, humbled, and blessed to be doing it with all of you. So continue to press, push, pray, and praise your way into this new week that we are beginning to get together. Love you all. This is Dr. Stacy signing off. Bye-bye, everyone.
Thank you for tuning in to the Faithpreneur VIP Prayer Call Podcast. We hope that you continue to listen and share this with anyone you think would be blessed by the fellowship. Sign up to participate on our live Saturday calls at www.vipprayercall.com. That's vipprayercall.com. This is Dr. Stacy signing off, and hope to connect with you again soon. Bye for now.